Praise the Lord. Message number 65. The title of the message is the Sabbath. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin to give us eternal life. Lord, anoint this message, anoint my lips, and enable me, Lord, to preach your word. Let your message bring clarity and understanding and wisdom in the life of your people. O God, take us with your scriptures and speak to us clearly, O Lord, and let the message, O God, direct your people in the way that you want each and every one of them to walk in your ways. We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, we pray that whatever the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. And let us read verse 1 and 2 and verse 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array by the seventh day. God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because in it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. From this scripture, God had given us an example. He created heavens and earth in 6 days, and all the things that belong to heavens and earth was created. And God finished all his work on those 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And God wants us also to do the same. 6 days we work, we labor. We work hardly to finish all the work and the assignments that is the Lord had entrusted to us. And on the seventh day, we rest as he did. As our Creator, our Lord did, we do also the same. And what we can read here in verse 3, the word of God says, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy. And that is the word holiday. When the people, they say holiday, the meaning of the word holiday is two words, holy and day. God made holiday. That is the seventh day, the Sabbath that God called us to rest. And he say here, God blesses the seventh day, the day that God assigned for us to rest. 6 days we work and we labor. On the seventh day we rest, and in that seventh day that we rest, God had blessed. So when you observe resting, 6 days you work, and on the seventh day you rest, there's a blessing in store for you. There's a rest, there's a peace. There's refreshment with the family, with the spouse, with the children. And also, you give time to be in God's presence, and God will speak with you and give you a new inspiration and a new revelation. That is the importance of the Sabbath, to remember that 6 days the Lord had been with you in achieving all the hard work, and because the Lord was with you, so you are faithful to the Lord. So on the seventh day, you say, Lord, I will obey you, I will rest, I meditate on your goodness for me, and I am thankful to what you have done for the last week in my life. And Lord, I am here at rest in thy presence. Speak to me and direct me what I need to do in the next coming week of my life. When the Israelites God delivered out from Egypt, he brought them into the desert. And there they start to grumble and they start to complain because they don't have food, they don't have a provision for their life. Let's read that in Exodus chapter 16. How God heard them and how God provided for them and how God instituted again for them the rule of the Sabbath. Let's read it from verse 1 and we will explain as the Holy Spirit give us explanation. The whole Israelites community set out from Elim and came to the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month, after they had come out of Egypt in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites says to them, if only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt, there we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into this desert to stop this entire assembly to death. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will rain down the bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instruction. On the sixth day they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather on the other days. So here the Lord is preparing them for the Sabbath. You go outside and I will rain bread and you will collect. But he say here, you go outside and work and I will provide for you as you work. It is God's provision for us, but we need to work and we need to labor 6 days. And on the sixth day, the Lord will give us double amount, so that on the seventh day we don't need to work, we need to be at rest in his presence. Verse 6 onward, so Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, in the evening we'll know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard you grumbling against him. Who are we that you should grumble against us? Moses also said, you will know that it was the Lord when he gives you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses told Aaron, say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight, you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with the bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God. That evening quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gun, then flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Each one is to gather as much as he needs. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." So God here is concerned about every person in the tent, in the family. He will provide for them one by one. And also he gives them meat in the night, in the quail, in the form of quail. And in the morning there's a bread. So there's a variety of God's provision for his people. The Israelites did as they were told. Some gather much, some little. And when they measure it by the omer, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Each one gathered as much as he needed. So some people, they work very hard. Some people, they work more and more and more. But at the end, people, they will gather what they need, because the one who provides God, not their own strength and power. Although everyone should work and labor, but God will provide the need of the people. So be careful. Then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning. Day by day God will provide. No need to have greed and lack of faith in the Lord, that the Lord may not provide tomorrow." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Each morning, everyone gathered as much as he needed. And when the sun grew hot, it melted away. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much, two omers for each person, and the leaders of the community came and reported this to Moses. He said to them, "This is what the Lord commanded. Tomorrow is to be a day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. So bake what you want to bake and boil what you want to boil. Save whatever is left and keep it until morning." So they save it until morning, as Moses commanded, and it did not stink or get maggots in it. "Eat it today," Moses said, "because today is a Sabbath to the Lord. You will not find any of it on the ground today. 6 days you are to gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any." So what we learn here, 6 days they have to do the work. On the seventh, there is rest for them. And even if they will go and walk, they will not find anything. The point here, if you break the Sabbath, the day that God assigned for us to rest, to have worship, and to be with the families, to enjoy physical rest and emotional rest, if you go and involve yourself with work and extra work, then there is no outcome of that work. You will get nothing because you disobey the word of God. Verse 27, "Nevertheless, some of the people went out on the seventh day to gather it, but they found none. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will you refuse to keep my commands and my instructions? Bear in mind that the Lord has given you the Sabbath. That is why on the sixth day he gives you bread for 2 days. Everyone is to stay where he is on the seventh day. No one is to go outside.'" So the people rested on the seventh day. He told them there is no use to go outside. There is no use to work more hard and hard, especially on the seventh day, because already I had given you on the sixth day double of the amount that you needed to cover 2 days. So God wants to assure you, you would just forfeit your physical rest, and you will trouble yourself if you will not give rest to yourself. 6 days you work, on the seventh day you rest. This is how the Lord once again reinstituted the Sabbath rule for his people. They must rest, we must rest, because trusting God that he will be the one to provide, not our own strength. Trusting God that he will do for us what we need to do. Trusting God that he will fight the battles for us. 6 days we do the assignment. On the seventh day we rested and we tell to the Lord that we have hope in you. We are fully assured that you are in full control over our lives. Exodus chapter 20 and the Ten Commandments. The Sabbath is also included in the commandments that the Lord gave to Moses. You see, verse 8 to verse 11, Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. How you keep it holy? You rest. Don't do your daily work. You do what God wants you to do. You rest. And we will see later on what are the things that we practice on the Sabbath. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. All your work you have to finish. You have to labor. You have to do your best. Don't keep work on the day off the rest that God has sent for you on the Sabbath. Or the day that you are that is most suitable for you to get rest, you and your family. 6 days you shall labor and do all the work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, not only you, neither you, nor your son or daughter. That you need to teach your family, your wife, your children, nor your manservants. If you have factory or if you have shop and there are people under you, you must give them rest. Nor your manservant or maidservants or your animals, nor the alien within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Here he linked it very clearly with the book of Genesis. What you see here, God finished all the work, sea and heavens and earth and all what you see, God finished it because God wants to keep rest for himself, to teach us also to rest with him in his presence. What we do in the Sabbath, let's read the book of Exodus, chapter 31, verse 12 and 13. Then the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you must observe the Sabbath. This will be a sign between me and you for the generation to come, so that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. The Sabbath is a sign between you and God. It's like a covenant. Lord, before I don't have job, when I cry out to you, you give me job, then I work 6 days. On the seventh, I will give to you. I'll be with you, Lord, with my brethren, with the church. I will save you in the seventh day. That will be a sign between you and the Lord for generation to come, so that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. That is part of holiness. Some people, they cry to God and God provides for them. They give them job and income. But instead, on the day of worship, they will go part-time, or they will do their own, or they will go some parties, but they forget the Lord. Or they will not give rest to themselves. They will collect more money and more things to do. Their own will and plan. So you need to abide with God's word. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, and verse 31, the word of God say, it is a Sabbath of rest, and you must deny yourself. It is a lasting ordinance. So here, you must deny yourself. You should not do what you want to do. What is the assignment on the Sabbath? Rest. No, go out and collect money and work. Be with your family, rest. Come with the brethren and worship the Lord in His church. And that is here what God wanted from you. You must deny yourself. You want to go with your friends. You want to go parties. You want to study. No, you cannot do what you want. You must follow the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, there's a very beautiful verse about the Sabbath. Isaiah 58. And verse 13 and 14. Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14. Say here, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath, and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight, and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. What is the condition here to receive God's blessing? To ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of the Lord is to keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on your in my holy day. You cannot do what you want. You cannot break the Sabbath for your own plan. The Sabbath must be a delight and an honorable holy day for the Lord. How we honor the Sabbath? By not going our own way and by not doing what we want to do. We do what God wants us to do. Book of Leviticus chapter 23. The things that we do in the Sabbath. 23 and verse chapter 23, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 3. There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord. You say here, a Sabbath of rest, a day of a sacred assembly, that we will gather together as a church to worship and serve the Lord. Amen. A day of sacred assembly. We go to church in the day of the Sabbath. Book of Leviticus chapter 24 verse 8. What else to be done on the Sabbath? The Lord said, this bread is to be set out before the Lord regularly, Sabbath after Sabbath, on behalf of the Israelites as a lasting covenant. You know, in the holy place, one of the things that is there is the table. And on the table, they will put the bread, fresh bread every Sabbath. The Levites and the priests are to prepare it. And Sabbath after Sabbath, they will take the old bread and they will put the new bread. Now here the bread we understand is the word of God. Every Sabbath we understand it is a sacred assembly. We go to church. We receive the bread of life, the word of God. The word of God that we receive, it help us, it push us forward to be able to, and to be sustained for the next coming week. So here on the Sabbath also, we come together as a church and we receive the word of God from the Lord. That will help us and that will be the spiritual food for us to sustain us in the coming next 6 days of the coming week. Book of Numbers thinks about the Sabbath and collected some of the scriptures. There are many, many scriptures about the Sabbath, but the meaningful one with the application for our life, I select some of them. Numbers chapter 15 and verse 32 and to verse 36. When the Israelites were in the desert, a man was found gathering wood on the Sabbath. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and the whole assembly. And they kept him in custody because it was not clear what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The man must die. The whole assembly must stone him outside the camp." So the assembly took him outside the camp and stoned him to death as the Lord commanded Moses. Now here they find somebody is gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Yeah, we know that God say that we should not do any work on the Sabbath day. But this is a wood and he need wood for cooking. Now the point here, many people, they don't give the Sabbath day, a day of rest or day of worship importance. And for simple reason, they will not come to church or they will not give them or themselves rest. Now here you can make many excuses, but it is not acceptable before the Lord. We are not telling here that if somebody will not give himself a Sabbath rest, we will stone him. But what we say here, there is no reason, there is no excuse. The Lord will accept from you. And the church also will not accept, because he said the whole assembly shall stone him. They will put him, must stone him outside the camp. No one will approve your ways. If you don't like to come to church, if you don't like to take rest and be in God's presence and be with your family and enjoy God's blessing of the Sabbath, no one will approve you. That is not acceptable before the Lord. In the book of Nehemiah, there's a beautiful description of what Nehemiah did. Book of Nehemiah chapter 13, Nehemiah he rebuilt the wall around Jerusalem and he put the gates so that no one will go outside and in without order, without rules. After Nehemiah rebuilt the walls, he went back to his place of work in Susa. Then he came back. When he came back, one of the things that he noticed is the people are not respecting the Sabbath. Let us read verse 15 to verse 22. In those days I saw men in Judah treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in grain and loading it on donkeys together with wine, grapes, figs, and all other kinds of lots. They are doing business on the Sabbath day. And they were bringing all this into Jerusalem on the Sabbath. Men from Judah, believers, they do like that. So they are bad example to others. Therefore, I warned them against selling food on that day. Men from Tyre who lived in Jerusalem were bringing in fish and all kinds of merchandise and selling them in Jerusalem on the Sabbath to the people of Judah. I rebuked the nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this wicked things you are doing, desecrating the Sabbath day? What is this wicked things you are doing, desecrating the Sabbath day? You are breaking the Sabbath. Wicked things. Thinking about money and to collect money more. Didn't your forefathers do the same thing? So that our God brought all this calamity upon us and upon this city." He told them why God became angry to us and bring calamity on us. After he blessed our forefathers, they went back and break the Sabbath. They did not honor the Lord. When you don't honor the Sabbath, you are not honoring God. You are telling to God, "I am ungrateful. I don't honor you. I forget what you have done to me. I forget your commands." You are igniting God's anger. Now you are stirring up more wrath against Israel by desecrating the Sabbath. Nehemiah was a strong leader. He faced the people with their sin. When evening shadows fell on the gates of Jerusalem, before the Sabbath, I ordered the doors to be shut and not opened until the Sabbath was over, by force. I stationed some of my own men at the gates so that no load could be brought in on the Sabbath day. So things must be clear. We condemned those who are not respecting the Sabbath or coming to church. We not approve their ways. They need to come to the church, whatever the reason. And if we need to do it, we do it by force. We call the people, we instruct them, we give them the word of God, even sometimes so embarrassing to them, but we have to. Once or twice, the merchants and sellers of all kinds of goods spend the night outside Jerusalem, but I warned them and said, "Why do you spend the night by the wall? If you do this again, I will lay hands on you." From that time on, they no longer came on the Sabbath. Then I commanded the Levites to purify themselves and go and guard the gates in order to keep the Sabbath day holy. Here the instruction of the Levites, the workers, they should themselves obey this rule, they should not break it, and they should guard the gates, teach the people, instruct them, follow up the people, that they should not break the rule of the Sabbath, explaining to them the commands of God, the blessing of God if they will obey, and the privilege they will forfeit if they will not rest. Remember me for this also, O my God, and show mercy to me according to your great love. As you obey God's command, and as you teach the people to obey God's command, then God's blessing will flow into our life. Psalm 92 and verse 1. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Messiah. This psalm, Psalm 92 is a song for the Sabbath day. On the Sabbath day, we come together as a sacred assembly. We sing to the Lord. We take the word of God, the bread of life, to sustain us. We listen to the message of the Lord for us. We spend in God's presence, be in His presence on the Sabbath, listen to God, be at His feet, rest with your family, with your children, with your cars, with your household, those who are working with you, those under your supervision, you, all of you, rest. So God's blessing will be abound in your life. For the Jews, the Sabbath day was a Saturday. But we know that when Christ raised from the dead, He rose up on Sunday. So for the Christian, the Sabbath rest or the Sabbath day is the Sunday. The point here, there is no specific day. For us as a Christian, it's better to have rest on Sunday. But if Sunday is not available, in some countries the holiday is not on Sunday, it's on Friday or other days. The spiritual point here, 6 days you work, 7 days you have to rest. You must have 1 day per week, you rest and be from work and be with God's presence, be with your family, be with the Bible study, be with the church, with the brethren. So God's blessing will flow in your life. Matthew 28, we can read how the Sabbath was shifted to Sunday. Matthew 28, on the first day of the week, after the Sabbath at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. We know that the story that the Lord raised from the dead on the Sabbath. On the first day of the week, not on the Sabbath. That was Sunday. So because of that, Sunday became the worship day for the Christian. The early church observed the Sunday. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Paul spoke to the people, and because he intended to leave the next day, kept on talking until midnight. So here, the first day of the week, that's Sunday. We came together, there's a breaking of bread, and there's a preaching the word of God, teaching session. The Marys who went to the tomb, they evangelized the good news that Christ rose from the dead. Our evangelism, we do it on the Sabbath, the Saturday, the Sunday day. That is the Sabbath for us as a Christian. But if Sunday is not available for us as a church, or most of the members are working on Sunday, they have other day holiday, as in certain part of the world, then other day must be our Sabbath rest and our day of worship. What we do also on the day of worship, book of 1 Corinthians, the day of Sabbath, the day of rest. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. Paul said to the church at Corinth, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collection will have to be made. But you see here, on the first day of the week, the day of worship, Everyone, set aside some money according to his income. So on Sunday, it will be collected in the church. That's where we collect our tithes and our offering. What we are saying to the Lord, Lord, you give a job. We are working 6 days. And Lord, what we earn, we give you our, we bring to you our tithes, and we bring to you our offering. Burnt offering, free will offering, fellowship offering. We give to God, offering for the mission, for the poor and needy, for God's work. What we are saying to the Lord, Lord, you give us food, you provide for us. We are faithful to you, O God. We keep the Sabbath, and on the Sabbath, we come to be at your presence. We sing to you. We listen to your word, so that you, we will receive direction. And we bring you our tithes and our offering. That is here what we do on the Sabbath. What is on the Sabbath? Let's read book of Luke chapter 4. And verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. So they'll be teaching. Working 6 days, involving the work. On the Sabbath, they will be teaching. That's the importance of gathering together in the church. Or Bible study. Or discipleship. What is on the Sabbath? Book of Luke, chapter 13. One of the things that the Lord did on the Sabbath, healing for the people. I read it from verse 10. Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to verse 13. On the Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Now, what we have here on the Sabbath? Healing. Some people, you have not come to church, I'm not feeling well, I have headache. But during our meeting, there's healing, there's teaching, there's deliverance, there's a break of bondages. You know, the Lord say, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. When God wants us to rest, to come to church, to be with our families, so we will be refreshed spiritually. We'll have rest. We can think. We can receive fresh things from the Lord. We can receive healing, His word. It is an opportunity for us to change the atmosphere. 6 days we are working. But let us 7 days, on the seventh day, we rest with our families. We enjoy God's blessing with the children, with the wife, with the husband. God wants to bless us. So, we should keep His commands faithfully. And God is good. Don't be like acting as God. 6 days you work, 7 days you rest. You will do better if you rest. You will do better if you come to church. You will do better if you rest with your families. You will do better if you allow the people under you, under your care, to rest also. And Serve God on the seventh day. 6 days you serve yourself, you serve the people, you serve others, but on the seventh day, serve the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, for your goodness, and your faithfulness. Lord, you have a purpose to send this word of yours, because you want to give us rest. Lord Jesus, you said and you promised, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. You desire to give us rest, Lord. Help us to abide with your word and apply it in our life. Lord, I pray for people to get delivered from sins and bondages, and they will put aside one day for you to serve you and walk faithfully with you. Thank you, God. But I pray for healing on the Sabbath. I pray for people to rest, to receive a fresh vision, to receive teaching and instruction from your words that help them to endure and do your will on the next coming week of their lives. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it separate and reach your people who are waiting to hear your word. And Lord, we pray for a harvest in the life of your church and your people. Oh Lord, whatever the purpose of sending this message, we believe it had accomplished. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.